limited, let's be probably honest. Not. There's going to be a lot more cross-country talked on this podcast than there is on our show, but we like to give it a little bit of shine here and there.
We will be have this podcast on our website, on our Run Washington website. You'll be able to download. We're going to be interviewing kids today. We're about ready to get started with the freshman boys that go off at 1:30. Just a quick introduction. And I wanted to ask you, Kay, how did you get into running?
I was introduced to running by the guy sitting about 1.5 feet to my left. That would be Chris Farley, the CEO of Pacers, who got me into running. It was probably, about 3.5 years ago or so?
3.5 years ago. And I would argue running has definitely changed your life because now you are an avid runner rather than an overweight DJ.
Well, I would say you're an avid runner. I'm trying to get to that level. You know, it's a weekly and daily struggle. I don't run every day like you do, but I'm trying to get to that level. And, yeah, it's definitely something that is a huge part of my fitness regimen. It's something that I've been able to stick with over the last 3.5, 4 years. And we see, you know, these young kids here getting involved, these high school age kids that have obviously made it a part of their lives. They're dedicated to it. And this event at Georgetown Prep every year brings out so many cross-country runners that are obviously dedicated and love the sport of cross-country. They love it almost as much as you do, Chris Farley, which is hard to fathom.
Well, we're going to see how these kids are, how well they're trained, and this is our third year doing this podcast. So we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk to the winners of each race after they happen. And again, you'll be able to download this podcast at runwashington.com after the race.
Chris, let me ask you a very technical cross country question here. But before I do that, I would urge everybody within earshot to go over to the Pacers retail tent. Yes. Take advantage of all the great deals there. It's right down across from the finish line, so don't sleep on that. The Pacers retail tent has got you covered with a lot of great gear from New Balance. Now, here's what I want to ask you. With all the rain that's been inundating the D.C. area over the past few days, there are clouds threatening here, but no rain. How does that affect the course? How does it affect the front runners in each of these races? Does this kind of level out the playing field for some of the kids who aren't the top runners in each of their races coming up today?
Absolutely.
Look at that. Look at that.
Absolutely.
Prep.
That's good. Yeah,
Mr. Farley.
I would say definitely it's going to be a lot of mud. And Greg Dunston, our meet director, has altered the course a little bit. But I'd say you're not going to see the fastest of times out here today. But that's not what cross country is about. Cross country is about, about place and how well you can play. So I would say today, it's going to be anybody's race out there, depending on conditions. The conditions have really leveled it out, so it'll be exciting to see some of the runners who might not have had a shot before may have a good chance today.
And some normal people would wake up and look outside today with the gloom and the clouds and barely touching 60 degrees and would say it's kind of a gross day outside. But for cross country fans and you especially and runners in general, they love this sort of weather. It's not too hot. It's right around 60 degrees. There could be a little bit of rain sprinkled in here and there, but perfect conditions for a meet like today here at Georgetown Prep.
And we're about ready to get the freshman boys going, so we're gonna step out for a second. This is the 2013 Georgetown Prep Invitational, part of the New Balance Pacers Cross Country Tour, brought to you by Pacers Running Store, New Balance. We'll be right back.